everybody. Welcome to this week's blog, Building Trust Online. Now, in the online business world, we know that trust is your currency. People just don't buy products or services. They buy from people they believe in. And here's the twist. In today's crowded digital marketplace, you're not only competing on price or features, you're competing on credibility. Now think about it. There's probably someone else selling something similar to you, but why would a customer choose you over them? The answer is almost always one of the following. They feel like they know you, they believe you're the real deal, or they trust that you'll deliver what you promise. We know trust isn't built overnight. It's earned through consistent actions, transparency, and delivering genuine value, even before money changes hands. So in this week's post, we're dividing it into 1, why trust and credibility are non-negotiable, 2, how to build trust and credibility from day 1, and 3, protecting and growing trust over time. So, section 1, here we go. Why trust and credibility are non-negotiable. People buy with emotion, and they justify with logic. Even in an online setting, buying is rarely just a rational decision. People want to feel safe, confident, and understood before they pull out their credit card. Buying decisions starts with how something makes people feel, the excitement, the relief, the pride, or belonging, and logic comes in later to rationalize that choice. That's why great marketing sparks emotion first, then offers facts, features, and proof to back it up. Emotion pulls the trigger, and logic convinces us we aimed correctly. Trust fills that emotional gap. Without trust, even the best offer will get ignored. With trust, people will give you grace when something doesn't go perfectly because they believe in your intentions and your ability to fix it. Credibility reduces the risk factor. So every purchase carries a bit of risk for that customer. You know, that question behind, you know, will I waste my money or will this even work for me? Your job is to lower that perceived risk through social proof, consistent branding, and clear communication. When customers believe you're credible, the decision feels safer, faster, and easier. Reduced risk removes hesitation and clears the way to yes. Now, the best way to reduce that risk factor is also to show your customer that you know what they're going through and understand the predicament they are in. Showing that you've been there and helping them solve that type of problem as well as relating to them is one first big step you have to take to help create that credibility. Now, trust helps you charge what you're worth. Here's the truth. People don't pay top dollar to people they don't trust. If you want to charge premium rates or sell higher ticket offers, trust and credibility aren't optional. They're prerequisites. Trust tells them you'll deliver value and not just a product or service. Now, granted, there are many out there that are hustling the shiny objects that seem to sell like hotcakes, but deep down, if there's no trust, what they're selling is a pipe dream just waiting for a request for a refund or a chargeback. So imagine this. You've got 2 health coaches selling similar programs. You've got the first coach who offers a 12-week plan for $500, but really doesn't have any testimonials, no content that shows expertise, and a vague description of what's included. You've got the other coach who charges $1,200 but has video testimonials, a clear program breakdown, a professional online presence, and a free guide that showcases their approach. Now, which coach will more people feel confident hiring? Well, I don't know about you, but even if it's more expensive, I'd choose the second coach. And not again because they're more expensive, but because they've built the perception of trustworthiness and expertise, and that dollar for dollar, they most likely will gain more. Now, with strong trust, clients are willing to pay premium rates because they know they're investing in reliability, expertise, and peace of mind. and trust makes you referable. Word of mouth is still one of the most powerful marketing tools out there. People will only refer you if they trust you. When they recommend you, their own reputation is on the line. So by having built that trust, they'll definitely be more inclined to refer you. So, here's the action step for section one. You got to write down three reasons someone should trust you right now, and three ways you can make that trust more visible in your business. Section two, how to build trust and credibility from day one. Show up consistently. Posting once in a while, sending emails sporadically, or showing up on video every few months doesn't build familiarity. People trust what they see often. Choose a realistic posting or communication schedule and stick to it. You can change that schedule, but don't forget, the more changes seen, the less credibility of consistency is shown. That's one reason many will say that posting every day for 30 days will get you in the habit of producing and showing up on a regular basis. Now, granted, you might want to tell everyone you'll be away due to vacation periods, but many softwares are out there that can help you prepare, preload, and schedule your videos ahead of time. And I've done this numerous times. You also have to deliver value before the sale. When you help someone solve a problem for free, they start to believe you can solve bigger problems when they pay you. And this can be like sharing how-to content, offering a free mini course or a checklist, heck, even answering questions in your niche's online communities. And don't forget, providing free problem-solving content will deliver a good portion of that credibility. Even though it doesn't create any revenue, the credibility it does create will be worth its weight in gold in the near future. Be transparent about the process. People fear the unknown. When you clearly explain what they can expect from your service or product, such as timelines, deliverables, next steps, you remove uncertainty and build confidence, and that has incredible value. The other aspect of being transparent is not being afraid to say, I don't know, but if you give me, a few minutes, I'll get back to you with an answer. Well, maybe not a few minutes, but you know what I mean. Now that shows the more human side we all have, and as my mother would occasionally tell me with a smirk, you may have read the encyclopedia, but you don't know everything. I've always looked at issues as an opportunity to both increase my knowledge as well as an opportunity to help those around me. When the time comes, that knowledge can make the difference and help you stand out amongst your peers. Now, you need to also use proof, not just promises. Your credibility grows when others vouch for you, and this includes testimonials, case studies, screenshots of results, with permissions. So, just as an example, when launching an online course, I once noticed a competitor claiming their program would change your life in 30 days. Sounded great. They had zero real-world proof. I took the opposite approach. I shared student results, screenshots of feedback, my own story of building my system over 2 years. Guess which approach generated more signups? There's a hint. Proof always beats hype. Be human and relatable. Credibility doesn't mean being perfect. Admitting when you've made a mistake and showing how you fixed it can actually make you more trustworthy. Let's face it, we're all human. At least I think we are. And I don't know about you, but I've made my share of mistakes. The one thing I've learned is that people are more easily able to give you a second chance after you've made a mistake and owned up to it. Taking responsibility for your action goes a long way in providing how relatable you can be to others. So here's the action step for section two. Pick one way you can show proof of your expertise this week. A testimonial, a before and after result, or a behind-the-scenes look at how you work. Post it where your audience can see it. Section three, we're talking about protecting and growing trust over time. Never overpromise and underdeliver. Nothing damages credibility faster than failing to meet expectations you set. Be realistic in what you offer and aim to overdeliver whenever possible. My mentor, Dean Holland, sure, he overdelivers every time, in everything. Every time he's provided an opportunity that I've taken him up on, he's overdelivered on what he told us we could anticipate receiving. And that goes a long way in providing his credibility is really off the charts because I know he will always overdeliver. You got to keep communicating, especially when things go wrong. If a delivery is late or a product issue comes up, silence really kills the trust. Quick, transparent communication, even if it's just a quick two-line email update, that will go a long way in maintaining communication. We've all had situations where we anticipate a response and receive crickets instead. Failure to communicate and is not just a movie, but also the demise of many good companies who, for some reason or another, thought that keeping silent would make the problem go away. Out of sight and out of mind doesn't usually work out for the best. Keep evolving your skills and offers. If your business stays stagnant while the market evolves, people may question your relevance. Keep learning, upgrading, and refining your skills to stay credible in your niche. A freelance graphic designer I know built a strong client base back in 2018. By 2021, well, most of her designs looked dated compared to competitors. She lost clients, not because she wasn't good, but because she stopped learning new tools. Now, we had talked about this, and she did rebuild her credibility by upskilling and rebranding herself, but that took time. That time and effort cost her a lot, and I'm just not talking about money from revenue here. You have to also reward loyalty. Offer bonuses, exclusive content, or early access to returning customers. This not only keeps them coming back, but also strengthens your reputation for valuing relationships over transactions. Again, going back to my mentor, Dean Holland, he'll offer us 50% discounts on new opportunities, and I believe that he does so because he values us as both customers and business colleagues. It's not necessarily just about the money. So here's an action step for section 3. Identify one way you can over-deliver for your current audience or customers this month. This could be a surprise bonus, a check-in message, or any exclusive tip that's not publicly available. So, in conclusion, trust and credibility aren't nice-to-have things in the online business world. They're the engine that keeps it running. Without them, you're in constant battle for attention, lowering prices, and trying to outshoot the competition. But when you intentionally build and protect them, everything changes. Your audience listens more closely, sales become easier, your reputation starts working for you, even when you're not actively selling. So ask yourself, what am I doing today that builds trust for tomorrow? Then commit to making it a part of your business strategy, not just a side effect. The more you invest in trust and credibility, the more your audience will invest in you. Like what you're reading or have any questions, don't be shy. Write it up in the comments section for me to reply. More importantly, don't forget to subscribe to my blog for continuous insights and tips. Trust the journey. Victories await along the way.